The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Free Agency Week, the first bonus podcast of the week. We're hoping for a lot of these. Jimmy Garoppolo to the Las Vegas Raiders. Been working on Jimmy Garaterlo. Didn't really work. So I don't know what to title the show. But anyway, welcome everybody. Oh boy, you don't look amused. Dave, you don't look amused by Jimmy Garaterlo.
No, I'm trying to think of like a way to like tie it into Las Vegas somehow. Like this will be for the old schoolers. Jimmy Garoppolo Towers.
Okay, what is that in reference to?
Yeah, you guys
to?
Won't yeah. get it, but you know, if you were cruising the strip in the 90s or earlier, you know what the Polo Towers are all about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Dave. Jamie's here as well. We're going to break down this transaction here and hope for a lot more today. We're going to do nightly recap episodes during the week, but any big breaking news, we'll have bonus pods before that. And you're going to hear different viewpoints. You know, we'll have Heath on later tonight to talk about Garoppolo, all those types of things. Okay, so let's start with Davante Adams. Jamie, value up, down, or the same? Is he still a first-round pick? Davante Adams.
Down. He is a second-round pick, but he's still a top 10 wide receiver. I think you just look at what Derek Carr was last year, and I think as bad as he was, this is a downgrade for this Raiders passing attack because Jimmy Garoppolo, I believe, is worse. And so I think it's a good move by the Raiders if they want to remain competitive because the quarterback market clearly is not going to be very robust, and what they were going to get in the draft, probably not someone was going to help them right away. So to go get a guy that's familiar with Josh McDaniels, I think will be good for their offense as a whole. But I think in terms of Davante Adams' fantasy value, you know, just looking at the numbers here, you might have it in front of you. But, you know, downfield passes, certainly not a strength of Jimmy Garoppolo. And some of the metrics are terrible when it comes to what he does throwing the ball down the field. And that's actually something Derek Carr did pretty well last year. Top 10 in throws of 15-plus yards and 30-plus yards down the field. So I think for Adams, you have to hope that his reception total will still remain at a good level, that he'll still be able to find the end zone, and that his talent will help bring Jimmy Garoppolo up. But I just think that this is a slight downgrade. So a guy that was a borderline top five receiver is now closer to 10 for me.
Dave.
We don't know if he'll be asked to keep it short and neat and tight, because that's kind of what they're asked to do in San Francisco. And if Derek Carr was asked to air it out last year, then maybe there's a chance Garoppolo airs it out. I just don't know if he's that good at it. Jamie, you mentioned the metrics. There's definitely something to that. I did double check on this. I compared Garoppolo with Rodgers and Carr just on 2022 stats. And this will speak to him keeping his passes short, not taking a lot of chances deep. His completion rate was better than Rodgers and Carr last year. His yards per attempt was better than Rodgers and Carr last year. It was actually 7.9. Touchdown rate was better than Rodgers and Carr last year. That's 5.2%. Even his interception rate was better than Rodgers and Carr at 1.3%. Bottom line is this. He's a serviceable quarterback. If they ask him to throw downfield more to Davante Adams, I'm sure he'll be good with it. Probably won't be as effective as with Carr, but that's only by a little. Definitely won't be as effective as with Aaron Rodgers. I still have Adams as like top, let's call it like a top seven fantasy wide receiver. Easy round two pick in non-PPR, borderline round one, round two pick in full PPR.
So which wide receivers are ahead of him? Give me the, you know, all the names, even the obvious ones.
Jefferson, Kupp, Chase, Tyreek, Diggs, Lamb. That's full PPR.
Hmm. Jamie, same list there? Lamb included?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, you say for sure, but, you know, we got a new offensive coordinator. We've got a new philosophy in Dallas, right? So, you know, just want to throw that out there. But, okay, Lamb is ahead of Davante Adams. And I just think what's so interesting about Garoppolo is, Dave, you mentioned the yards per attempt. He's always an absolute star in yards per attempt. I gave this stat last week. In four straight seasons, he has been number one in yak per completion, yards after catch per completion, number one, Jimmy Garoppolo. That is the system at work. He's accurate, throwing short passes, and they get going after that. And the like, comparing Deebo Samuel to Davante Adams on paper, it's just, there's just no comparison. Comparing Darren Waller to George Kittle, actually some fairly similar. You just look at like ADOT and yards after catch. There have been some similarities, more like three, four years ago for Waller than the last 2 years. But let's shift now. We know Davante Adams, easy second round pick, top seven wide receiver. Let's shift now to Darren Waller. Dave, I'll give you the first word on Waller. When do you think he gets drafted? Is this good for him? Is this bad for him? What do you think?
I think it's going to be fine for him, just because this offense that he's in is going to open things up for him. When he did play, he did get good opportunities, especially in the red zone. I think that Garoppolo can win with these receivers in the red zone. And Waller, provided that he stays healthy, will get his. So he remains a top 10 fantasy tight end. Where do I have him overall? Sorry, I'm going to need four more seconds. I currently have him as a round 8 pick. Might not get him in round 8, and that's okay. But I think that he doesn't lose a ton of value just because it's Garoppolo instead of Carr.
Jamie, got some comments in the chat. Kittle, because I mentioned all the yak and all the ADOT and all that stuff. Kittle is better at yak than Waller. Kittle may be the best yak tight end ever. Yeah, I mean, for sure. But first of all, yak is easier to get when you have shorter targets. And also, is that a system thing that helped Kittle? I'm not taking anything away from Kittle, but, you know, Waller was pretty good at it too. So I don't know. There's a lot here. We haven't really had a lot of guys leave San Francisco. I mean, you could say Mostert and Wilson were good last year, but they were in a system that was kind of similar. But we don't know how these players are going to do away from San Francisco. So, I don't know. Give me your thoughts. I just want to, that as a preface here, give me your thoughts on Waller compared to Kittle.
I think Waller wins slightly with this, you know, so not to a degree where you're going to overvalue him, or at least you shouldn't, but I think that this is the type of quarterback that will help him, you know, so a guy that's not going to challenge downfield, but is going to look at some underneath routes. Again, just looking at his history. And obviously there's still a coach and play caller in place that has gotten great success out of his tight ends. Clearly had one of the best of all time with Rob Gronkowski. So we really don't know how Waller working with Adams over the course of a full season will look, because we didn't see it last year, you know, with Waller missing so much time. And so, you know, the natural downgrade that he would have had last year, which may have carried over to his numbers on a per-game basis, is probably something you have to look at. But I think just in terms of the quarterbacks that they were looking to get or are landing on, this is probably as good a situation as you could find for him. So a guy that likes to throw to his tight ends, that likes to throw shorter routes, for a tight end that, you know, has got still some playmaking ability, even though he's getting a little bit older and a little bit more brittle. So I think he wins slightly with this. So I don't think you're going to get Darren Waller in round 8. I think you're looking at a guy that's probably going around 6. Depending on how quickly tight ends come off the board. And that's probably where I'll end up ranking him as well.
Okay, Kittle or Waller, guys?
Kittle.
For now, I'll take Waller just until we see what the quarterback situation looks like in San Francisco, because, you know, if it's Purdy starting, then I think you got to like Kittle. If it's Trey Lance, we just don't know, especially if everybody's healthy there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Tailor Brands.
Okay, how about real quick thoughts on Hunter Renfro?
Another guy I think who wins. You know, again, just looking at the situation, you know, not somebody, again, you should overvalue, but a quarterback that probably likes to throw underneath and a receiver that's, you know, made a living with a lot of underneath routes. Very good route runner, underrated route runner. And again, we didn't really get a chance to see the full picture of what this Raiders offense could look like over even a 10-game stretch. So good late-round target. I think double-digit rounds, you want to get your hands on Hunter Renfro in PPR.
Agreed. Very well said. I've been taking a look at what Garoppolo's numbers have been over the past 3 years. I'm looking at him by year on his throws of 16-plus air yards. Last year, completed 34.1% of his passes of 16-plus air yards at 9.9 yards per attempt. How do you get 9.9 yards per attempt when your air yards are 16-plus? Goodness gracious. Two touchdowns. Yeah, this isn't it for Davante Adams. This is definitely a hit. So it kind of plays into what we're saying with Hunter Renfro. If the tendency for Garoppolo, maybe he just takes it with him to Las Vegas, is that he throws short, that's going to be good for Hunter Renfro. If they ask him, hey, we don't care what the pass has been, let's take those shots. We've got Davante Adams, for crying out loud. I don't know if that ball is going to be in a good place for Adams to get. So...
yeah,
don't want this. You know, it kind of makes you wonder what really went down with Derek Carr to push the Raiders into this direction.
I think, you know, you also to be a little bit more positive, and not that I disagree with you, Dave, but like this is the best receiver he's ever going to play with. You know, so
yeah,
he is going to hopefully bring up Jimmy Garoppolo's game, and that's the hope. You know, I mean, maybe the more controlled atmosphere playing in a dome. You know, so those home games will matter more for Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, with throwing the ball down the field. And Davante Adams gets open as well as anybody in the history of the game, you know, so those things will hopefully help as well. But again, you're asking a guy who's getting older to now go from, you know, a two-time MVP to now his, you know, third quarterback in 3 years. And how much of it is the slippage? And, you know, you pointed this out, Adam, on a recent show. What Adams' numbers were when Waller was there and versus Waller not being there and Renfro not being there, you know, still very good, but just not the elite level player that we saw during that stretch of games when those guys were gone. And so that was the concern for Adams going into last season, was he's never shared the field with this quality of playmakers, mostly, you know, Waller at the tight end position, but even Renfro, what the year he was coming off of. So, I mean, I think just overall it's a downgrade, but the hope would be is that Davante Adams, the player, elevates the quarterback play and maybe Garoppolo's throws downfield look a little bit better.
Can I bring up another issue with Garoppolo?
I would say now's the time. Yeah.
10-2 and 6. Those are games. The numbers of games missed that he's had over the past three seasons. And so who's the guy that's going to play when Garoppolo's out? Is it going to be somebody who we're not going to have much confidence in? Is it going to be somebody who we might have more confidence in than Garoppolo? Could it be a rookie? That's another factor, a small one, that I would put on all these pass catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't lock into Garoppolo, and maybe we don't want to lock into Garoppolo being the quarterback that's going to throw to Adams all season long.
Well, yeah. They're picking what?
What, seven?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I was going to say, I thought it was seven or eight.
Seven.
Let me double
yeah.
check. I don't want to be wrong.
It's not going to be Jared Stidham, by the way.
That's going to be Levis Richardson range if you know you look at it right now.
Well, unless Indianapolis gets handsy. Yeah. That'd be something if all four are gone by the time they get to seven.
And that's another thing
which
to consider.
The Raiders might know, by the way.
Well, but right. But that's another thing to consider is if they do have a quarterback at seven, are we even talking about Garoppolo for a full season here? And do we factor that in? Because if things go south, I could see them going to the younger guy. Do we factor that in when we look at all the pass catchers?
I think, Dave just brought that up. You know, so I think that just depends on who they're getting. You know, so, you know, Levis and Richardson are considered the projects of the top five guys. And how quickly will they pick things up? And how quickly will the coaching staff want to go? It doesn't have to mean that season goes south. You know, it could be that they just feel that quarterback in particular is ready. So yeah. $34 million guaranteed for Garoppolo. That's easy to move on after 1 year, I'd imagine. So, you know, it's a situation where you can see, you know, a young player getting it quickly and they realize, okay, this kid's ready, you know, whether it's Richardson or Levis or whoever.
Okay, let's talk. Yeah, by the way, Dave brought it up from an injury standpoint. I just wanted to bring it up from the Raiders, maybe the season's not going as they plan. Let's turn to the new guy. But so, yeah. All right, anyway, let's talk about Josh Jacobs. Fantasy value up, down, or the same?
Same for me. You know, I think this, if they were going to go with an inexperienced quarterback, or let's say they had decided to keep Jared Stidham, who left to go be a backup in Denver, I would have been much more concerned. But this is, you know, still a quarterback that I think defenses will respect to some level, at least probably on the Derek Carr level. Again, as we talked about, you know, the fact that he's still motivated for a longer term deal, you know, that he's only playing on the 1 year franchise tag. So I still think that is out there for him. I'm not going to overvalue Josh Jacobs based on what he did a year ago. So he's still a second round pick for me, but still in the top 10 running back range. So no change for me at all.
And Garoppolo's thrown to his running backs 20% of the time. Each of the past two seasons, 28.3 in 2020. So it's not like he's one of those quarterbacks that only looks downfield. Obviously, you a quarterback that likes to take the easy way out, simple short throws, they're going to use their running backs. So first and second downs, Jacobs will be out there. Garoppolo will find him. It's a plus. It's fine. It doesn't change anything for Jacobs.
Okay. And Garoppolo, last thing here is Garoppolo. So let's see, the last three times he's played, you know, fairly close to a full season, he was number 17 per game, number 19 per game, number 20 per game. That's in 6 point per passing touchdown leagues. I think I asked you this last week. He's not going to crack your top 20, right?
No, especially not when the rookies get to their destination.
Okay, but two QB league, solid number two guy, a great
toward
number three guy.
End.
Number great
toward
number
the
three.
Back end, but a number two guy.
Yeah, I think once we get past the draft and they don't take somebody, then you got to be a little bit more encouraged by his super flex and 2QB value. But yeah. If they draft a guy, then you're looking at probably taking Garoppolo and that guy if those are the only two teams worth of quarterbacks that you take.
All right, good stuff, guys. This is our first bonus podcast of the day. Looks like, well, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Just can we just make it happen already? The Raiders.
I mean, you don't want to just wrap up Robert Woods right now.
Robert Woods, Sterling Shepard. Who would you guys rather have, Sterling Shepard or Robert Woods?
Woods.
Go ahead, Jamie. Take that one.
Did you know Sterling Shepard had 10 targets in week two and 10 targets in week three? I mean, he's Daniel Jones's guy.
I mean, he's coming off of an Achilles and an ACL.
Whatever.
I feel so bad for him because he had the chance to really take that next step after what he was playing off of prior to the Achilles injury and the tears ACL. Oh my God. Poor guy.
I know.
Yeah. It stinks.
All right, guys. So we'll be with you all throughout the week with all the latest. By the way, join our bracket challenge. If you win the bracket challenger in the podcast league, I've been tweeting about it. Link is in the episode description. Link is on YouTube. Join the bracket challenge right now. We will talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.